Voice of San Diego. He joins us on Extra 1360. Hello, Scott.
What's up, guys?
Are you trying to turn San Diegans into Rams fans here? Is Nick Canepa talking about you?
Yeah, that's me. Rams, go Rams. Is Gurley still on their team? I like him. He's all right.
He's not. He's on the Atlanta Falcons.
Okay,
so are you
sorry.
Saying, Scott,
yeah,
that you're trying to turn San Diego into an Atlanta Falcons town?
Yeah, there we go. That's where I am with the NFL, man. I just tough to follow. Sorry.
Yeah, I hear you. Well, we've got a segment coming up for you in our next segment here. Well, Marty will get you up to speed on all the news from the NFL. All right. So it's Thanksgiving week, Scott. These numbers here that we're seeing, we've set all sorts of records for positive cases. We're starting to see hospitalizations start to climb again. What is our state of the city, our state of the county right now here in San Diego as it relates to COVID-19?
You know, it's better than other places, and it's getting as bad as it's ever gotten here. So that's kind of where it's at. This weekend, I think Saturday's the last number I saw, they had about 1,500 new cases, positive rate, around 7%. Now that's a little bit of a spike. It's been about 3 or 4% positive rate for a while. That's a lot better than nearby places. Utah continues to just explode. They have 24% positive rate, like 3,200 new cases, and the hospitals there, they're already rationing care, talking about how they're cutting back, services just to try to keep people alive. The hospitals there are just jammed. So, they have about the same number of people in the state of Utah as they do in the county of San Diego. And so I think it's all going to start peaking even more. People are going to get together this weekend, and they are going to get together inside, and this is what it's like before that. So some of these places, Iowa, South Dakota, they're going to start to see some of those scenes I think we all worried about, we would see about some of the hospitals being jammed and alternative measures and tents and stuff being taken care of. So I think we're stronger, but it's not good, and we haven't even begun the travel season. We lost our case. Superior Court judge ruled against us trying to get information data about where those outbreaks are happening that they keep reporting. We're going to appeal that along with the Union Tribune and KPBS to try to get that information. But they're revealing, a little bit of data on the neighborhood level about where this is spreading. Like El Cajon's got a really high rate per 100,000 people, like 24 per 100,000. We wanted it like 6 or 7. So there's some areas of town taking it more seriously than others, that's for sure.
Scott Lewis, editor-in-chief, CEO, Voice of San Diego, joining us on Extra 1360. Something I was going to ask you about is a lawsuit where we were expecting an announcement today. And as a matter of fact, this has come here, if I'm reading this correctly, sometime over the last 6 minutes or so, that a judge has said no to letting San Diego County restaurants and gyms reopen indoors. This is a case that we thought we would have a decision and a verdict on Friday. And then the judge, for whatever reason, said, hey, give me the weekend to think about it, but I'll definitely have a decision on Monday. I'm sure you've been following this, Scott. So I'm sure that there's also some legal mumbo jumbo that I'm just not qualified to talk about appeals, etc. But in essence, what was this all about here? Cowboy Star, a terrific restaurant downtown, working with several local gyms, other local restaurants, appealing some of the San Diego County decisions to close all indoor dining. They took it to court, and apparently, I haven't read the whole story here, but they have said no to letting these places open back up. What was your read on this?
There's kind of it was kind of a shot in the, Hail Mary in a way. Like they're challenging the concept about whether these public health officials really have the power to make these public health orders the way they do. That's a power that the states gave these public health officials a long time ago, kind of on the idea that like just some things have to be above politics. You might just need to shut things down here and there. That is obviously, a constitutional question that they wanted to test, and maybe they'll be able to get it into some sort of appeal. There's been some adjustments to the governor's power of executive authority at these moments, but nothing that would threaten this sort of core concept that these public health officials can shut things down when it presents a collective problem. So I think it was just kind of a Hail Mary. A lot of them are looking at the balance sheet, looking at the payroll and realizing that, you know, there's not going to make it. The list of restaurants that are closing or hibernating, you know, through this period is just really long. The list of, you know, of people losing their jobs and no relief on site is just, it's horrible. And, you know, with a few bucks here on a Hail Mary, to try to keep them open, it's probably worth it for a lot of them in the sense of, you know, $10,000 or something to support a lawyer to get this prosecuted to try to get it up is a lot, you know, is worth at least a shot. So I feel terrible for everybody who's trying to make ends meet, for all the kids struggling in school. I mean, this is just going to be a dark winter. If it weren't for the vaccine hope, you know, and more great news about the vaccine, I think a lot of us would be in despair. So I hope the next few months that we wait for that, we can kind of just try to get to the other side.
Scott Lewis joining us on Extra 1360. Yeah, I agree with you on that because, you know, I'm sympathetic. I'm very sympathetic, obviously, as somebody who lives in a restaurant-centric neighborhood, as somebody who worked in restaurants for many years, just as a human being to, yeah, you know, the plight of these local businesses. I really, really am. But you go to websites like yours or any of these local newspapers, and, you know, on one side you see a, you know, a really heart-wrenching story about restaurant owners and restaurant employees, and then the next link is about how we've tripled in some of these COVID cases. And you know, like, how you rationalize that to me is very difficult. You know, Marty and I were talking earlier. All I just keep finding myself saying is, I don't know what the right approach is here. I don't know why restaurants are singled out when it seems like some of the data indicates that they're not responsible for this upswing in numbers. Now, maybe some of these numbers are not exactly accurate, and there's also reporting to that effect, you know, that we don't really know anything because contact tracing hasn't been all that reliable either. But, you know, gosh, and then where's the federal money coming from to help some of these places out now that are losing these court cases? And like, there's really no right answers for any of this stuff.
Yeah, it's like we got the worst version of it all. Like, we get the same shutdowns that some of the places in Europe do, but we didn't get the schools open. We got the same shutdowns that other places get, but we didn't get the public support that other countries have put in as far as funding to keep people, you know, keep them above drowning without, you know, and waiting through this period. So we've got the worst of all worlds. We got restrictions that people don't like and don't abide by. We've got restrictions that shut down businesses, but we don't get the relief. And, you know, it's just like, it's like we did the worst version of everything, you know. It's like, and it's, you know, it's sorry to laugh, it's a horrible situation for so many people, but it's just like, of course we would do it like the worst way in that. And the only thing I can hope is that if we can clean up some of the stasis nationally and try to get a true uniform approach to this whole thing so that we can, again, it does feel like there's a light now at the end of the tunnel. The tunnel is just really dark and long for a while. And this next few months, it's just going to, you know, people are going to get together. And that's one of the hardest parts, right? Like, you have all these people, you're trying to follow the rules or whatever, but then you hear about somebody having a great Thanksgiving or something, or traveling to go hang out, and it's just like, well, what am I doing? You know, why am I doing that? And it causes probably a lot of fights within people's houses, a lot of tension with relatives who maybe don't care as much or do care too much or something. It's just a really, it's just a bad situation we've put ourselves in with this disease and this sort of lack of consensus about how to approach it.
No doubt. It's like you're reading my text messages with regards to family. No doubt about that. Scott Lewis is joining us on Extra 13. I mean, to that point, though, Scott, I mean, do you sense, you know, public trust to me is certainly part of this conversation. Do you sense that some of the back and forth, some of the things that we were told to do, then not to do or not to do, and then it's okay if you go ahead and do that. You know, for where we are now, 8-9 months into this, you know, what is your overarching read on public trust with regards to some of these decisions that are being made locally here, regionally, statewide level, et cetera?
Well, we had polling before the last, for this latest shutdown, so I don't know what this might have done to the trust, but people had basically no trust or patience with the national approach. But locally, they were still given, even school districts and other places, you know, kind of a lot of patience. And, you know, but across the board, the biggest concern that everybody had, liberals, moderates, conservatives, was the economic impact of the virus and not the health impact of the virus. It was, you know, liberals were almost as concerned about the health impact as the economic impact, but the moderates and conservatives far more worried about economic impact than the health impact. And so, you know, I think there's been a patience with it that, you know, is hanging in there probably still, but it's just, how long can it last? I mean, you know, well, Bobby Cressy, our friend, you know, does the Oregon for the Padres, and he tweeted yesterday, a lot of people are just having a real hard time right now. And just a simple sentence that he wrote, I think a lot of people responded to it, just, you know, felt that there are just a lot of people in, you know, suffering and school children falling behind. We're going to have impacts from this for years. Again, you know, the only thing I can hope is that we have patience and can get to a place where there's a broader resolution. I do think there was some confusion about how to handle it. And I think that mostly comes from the top as well. Like, we needed a real national consensus among the leaders of the country about the threat, about how it spreads, aerosols, that sort of thing. And then we could all work to build trust for the perfect equilibrium of how to, you know, manage life while managing the disease. And we just never had that opportunity.
So many have seen what's going on in Los Angeles. Los Angeles County, I believe, has, or I'm not sure if it's just the city or the county, but you know, the point remains that Los Angeles has decided, as we discussed a little bit earlier, not only closing indoor restaurants at limited capacity, but they've also decided for 3 weeks, Scott, that they are closing down outdoor dining as well. Yeah. I'm sure some are wondering if that's something that could make its way down here to San Diego. I don't know if there's any indication or, you know, if there's anything that happened there that we see happening here, and maybe we're just a little bit behind. We have, as a county, have done much better than other parts of the state. You can't reinforce that point enough. Is there any reason for you to believe that we might be heading down that same road that Los Angeles just went down, closing outdoor dining as well?
I feel like we have a real consensus here about outdoor spaces that we've earned, and we have our own scientists here who have pioneered some of that work. I don't feel like I think that there would be enough pushback here and clarity that almost anything outside is okay. And I would hope that that would withstand whatever pressure there is. I think probably a lot of that pressure that they're getting to do that is just the result of, we just got to discourage anybody doing anything social of any kind because we can't get a handle on this thing. And I would just hope that there's an alternative route where you do stuff outside. You can, you know, eat outside. You can be outside. You can play outside, go to the beach outside, even protest and do things outside, and you can have a life. And I would just hope that that would withstand that. We have a pioneering science here who made it clear, you know, you get this by being indoors with other people for a sustained period of time. That's how you get this. And one of the things that's been frustrating is watching all these restaurants, you know, kind of put up like basically plastic buildings outside for their outdoor thing. Like, that's not it. Like, you do need to have three of the walls open. And, you know, the governor's own action on that. Like, come on, man, eat outside or don't. Like, this, that was just so painful for the whole collective effort. But, you know, they just need to, I would hope that we would resist that, and if it came down to that, I would fight that pretty hard too. We've proven that outdoor can work. It's just you know, people just get to the point where they don't know what else to do to shut it down, and that must be where they got there.
Yeah, and like you said, Los Angeles is a much differently built city than San Diego, you know, in with regards to how spread out we are. You know, I mean, and I'm with you. You know, you ask these restaurants here to spend, Scott, especially when the margins are as tight as they've been over the last 10 months, you ask these places to spend $10,000+ in some cases to go and build some of these outdoor structures.
Yeah.
I agree with you. You got to keep it open, and you can't buy a space heater anywhere. I talked to a restaurant owner over the weekend. He's like, you can't find any of these outdoor heaters anymore. It's like that's harder to get than toilet paper.
Yeah, my buddy wanted to borrow mine, and I'm like, man, I don't even know if I could make the trip over to your house.
Tough though then to say, like, after you've invested all this money to move your whole operation outdoors, which is, you know, completely against, you know, how it was that you were built.
They can't close outdoors.
You can't take it away from them.
I think that would be a line for me where they cross. I mean, they've already crossed in so many different ways, some of these like logical points, but that would, That would just be, I mean, I don't, I think that would just be anti-science at that point.
Well, hey, happy Thanksgiving, Scott.
Yeah. You too. Well, I am grateful. I got a living, I got a job, I got a healthy family. I hope you guys are well as well.
We are very thankful for all the time that you have given this program over the last 10 months. We can't thank you enough. It's a smarter show as a result of your contribution. So we appreciate it and all the best to you, and we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, you get to. All right.
Thank you. Scott Lewis, editor-in-chief, Voice of San Diego, and the CEO of VOSD. So if you're unaware of that site, by all means, please do go check it out. He, his colleagues, they just do tremendous journalism, and it is journalism isn't free. It's like real journalism. So we would definitely recommend that any of you go out there and find it, Scott and all of his colleagues at Voice. Yeah, I mean,
two Californias. Well, maybe three.
What do you mean?
Just so different. It's amazing. How does it happen in LA but not in San Diego? And I'm glad it shouldn't happen here. It's just like.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm reluctant to say things like it should or shouldn't happen, because obviously I'm not qualified. I'm
That
not an
has to be, but it has to
epidemiologist.
be devastating.
Yeah, no
What's
kidding. I mean,
happening?
obviously it is, but also there needs to be some better federal response, as he
Right.
said. I mean, like we can sit and say, like, I understand why people who are in the restaurant community, why their natural instinct is to say, especially with this goofiness with Gavin Newsom. I mean, but if Gavin Newsom had said, "Hey, everybody, guess what? You shouldn't be drinking and driving," and then he got locked up for DUI, you wouldn't
Right.
say, "Well, that invalidates that." So, same sort of standard applies here for me with him. He's a hypocrite. We get it. We don't need to spend time dwelling on it. The point, though, is, I'm not qualified to know what is or isn't right. I just know that these people have been told time and time again to move their operations outdoors, and then they did it, and they spent a bunch of money to do it, and now in some places you're telling them that they shouldn't do that anymore. And maybe there is a valid reason for that. There might be. I don't know. But you can't. You would understand the level of frustration for them that they've been asked to do things, take money from some place where they probably didn't have it. They don't clearly have enough of it, only to be told, "Well, yeah, that's not good enough, and so as a result, we're going to close that down." I can understand, like, who couldn't understand or sympathize with people on that level? But as to whether they should or shouldn't do this sort of stuff, I didn't really have any rooting interest in what was going on here with this indoor dining thing from Cowboy Store downtown. Because I don't know. Because I don't know. All I know is you see a story like that and you go, "My gosh, how terrible it is for people who work in this industry." And then the very next story that you see on the same exact website is, "Well, cases have tripled, cases have quadrupled. We've set new records here and we've set new records there." And you go, "How am I supposed to rationalize any of this? How am I supposed to take all this information and know what the right decision is to make or not to make?" And now, if anybody else out there can do that sort of stuff, then kudos to you because you're just smarter than I am. I'm just telling you, like, it's a lot. It is a lot. It's a lot to deal with. It's a lot to deal with, and on a personal level, I'm not nearly as impacted as some of these other people.
Right.
I just feel terrible for them. I really do. I feel bad for everybody involved. And I wish that we were in a better
I
place.
just felt we've all learned to th think that, okay, outdoors is safer. It's better to be out. We've heard that from Dr. Fauci's epidemiologist. If you can be outside, find a way to be outside. But and then so people move outside, and now you can't be outside for 3 weeks. It's just what a devastating time.
Yeah, I mean, nobody's saying you can't be outside. They're
No, I
saying that
mean you can't dine, but you can't dine outside.
Yeah,
That's the
and
way it
we need
should.
better response. Now is 3 weeks the end of the world for? I mean, now, like, if your true concern is with the people who run the restaurants, fine. But if your concern is that you don't get to go out
No,
and eat,
not at all.
then you really, nobody wants to listen to your
That's not my
complaint.
concern whatsoever. I
No,
just
I'm
like.
saying there's plenty of other people's concerns, though. That,
Right,
because
like.
that's when you get people who are yelling and screaming about tyranny
You mean
and you
like
get the Matt Leinarts of the
Matt
world,
Leinart's concern.
who like don't, are you thinking about the restaurant tours or are you thinking about yourself?
I know.
And that's where, again, it's not really helpful to this conversation. Marty's Nuggets when we